こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日はゲストなしの特別編。前にね、多分3年前ぐらいにマミの結婚式があった時にハワイでマイケルと2人で収録したんだけど、今日もそんな感じで行きたいと思います、うん、イエイ。実はマイケルに会うの久しぶりなんだよね。2ヶ月ぶりぐらいなんだよね。
Has it been that long?
うん、そう。
A lot's happened、yeah.
いや、これまで前にね、事前に収録しといた特別編を6週間にわたってお届けしてたんだけど、うん、子供を産んできました。イエイ。
おめでとう。
そう、実はずっと妊娠していてね、めっちゃお腹大きくなりつつ収録したり、うん、つわり我慢しながら収録してたり。
It seemed like a week though, right?
A week?
Yeah, because we had 1 week.
あ、そうだね、そうだね。
Born in like a week.
そうだね、そう、7月に出産してきました。だからそっからマイケルにも会ってなかったから久しぶりだね、うん、
久しぶり、
久しぶり。なんか謎な感じ。
How is everything? It is kind of surreal. Yeah,
like, そうだね。
Something feels kind of alternate universe-y.
Yeah.
Kind of the surrealness is palpable.
うん、自分でも信じられない。なんか自分が出産して子供いるっていうのがまだなんか未だに。
Well, the population of Earth increased by,
そうだよ。
by one.
そうだよ。人口を増やしました。ありがとう。でもそうだね、だから去年の終わりぐらいから不妊治療、まあ去年の夏から不妊治療してて、でその時すごいいろんな人からメッセージもらって応援してもらって、無事に妊娠して出産まで行けたっていう、本当にありがたかった。みんな優しかったから。
It wasn't easy. Yeah.
そうだね、そうだね。
It's a process.
うん。だから本当に子供できないかもしれないなと思って、そういう人生も想像したりとかしてて、それはそれでいいかなって思い始めてたら妊娠した、mm-hmm. からよかったけど、でも本当に大変だね、赤ちゃんのお世話っていうのは。なんか想像できてなかったなって今思う。
Yeah, I've always felt that way, you know, despite having been a baby before and having been raised.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine, like, it's a kind of responsibility that you need, you know, some innate, maybe a kind of drive that's, like, been alien to yourself for a while.
そうだね。そうね。なんか、なんだ、何がそんなに大変なのか分かんないじゃん、赤ちゃんと暮らしてないとさ。なんかおむつ替えるとかおっぱいあげるとかさ、そんなにだって時間かかんないじゃん、一個一個の動作は。だから何がそんな忙しいんだろうってずっと疑問だったんだけど、あ、こういうことかっていう。本当に寝れない。マジで死ぬ。
That's what everyone says, yeah.
だからここ何日かちょっと調子良かったから今こんな感じで生きてるけど、先週多分マイケルと話した時本当に死んでた。もうだって1時間睡眠とかだよ。だからこうブラック企業でさ働いたこともあるけど、全然その時の方がまだ余裕で生きてた、今考えると。これはやばい、本当にやばい。
You said you were having like auditory hallucinations.
そうそうそう、幻聴。そう、
What are they saying?
なんか多分寝てなさすぎて、そう、本当に生まれて初めて幻聴を聞き出して、なんかね、うとうとしてる時に耳元で赤ちゃんの泣き声とか、なんかゴクっておっぱい飲む音とかうんちする音とかが聞こえるの。で、はってなって、あ、でも耳元だからこれは本物じゃないなってすぐ分かるけど、それが何度もあって。
I think when you're worried about something, your brain has like this hyper confirmation bias.
そう。
So sound, any sound will like sound like what you're worried about hearing.
そう。で、なんか今ちょっと2ヶ月もうすぐ経つから慣れてきたけど、最初はやっぱり本当に息してるのかなとか常にもう心配だし怖くて、だからちょっとでも音がしたらもう一瞬で覚醒するみたいな。だから全然余計寝れないし、 こんなに大変なことみんなやってんのって思って、結構なんか信じられない気持ちだった。
People have been doing it for so long too. Yeah, you know, it's the oldest.
そうそう。
I don't know if it's a tradition.
でもなんかさ、昔は多分本当に親戚とかみんな同じとこに住んでて、まあ周りにさいっぱい人がいてっていうのがあれだけど、夜とか自分が一人で面倒見るってなるとさ、本当に他に誰もいないから自分しかいないってなるとやっぱすごい怖かった。今ちょっと本当慣れてきたけど。
It's interesting to think about how like having a kid is outside of culture.
Yeah.
Like you can talk to someone else who's given birth, and it doesn't matter where in the world they're from or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot
そうそう
to relate to there that is tied to this truth about the body. You know, and that's totally removed from what people say or what people.
そう、だからそれをすごい感じてる。そう、だからツイッターとかがあるから、他の人が言ってることとかを見て、すごい助かる。Mm. ああ、やっぱみんな辛いんだとか、あ、みんな寝れてないんだみたいな感じで。でもこれは本当にね、一人でやるもんじゃないよ。あの、今私里帰りしてるから、mm-hmm. あの、親にすごい助けてもらってるけど、一人でやってる人もいっぱいいるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
これは本当にね、あの、一人でやるようにデザインされてない。マジで。それは本当に分かった。やってみて。そうね。
And you can do a better or worse, you know, job at it, right? You know, there's plenty of room to, for shortcomings.
Yeah, 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 yeah. そう。だし、やっぱ母乳も、なんかこう、もっと簡単な、なんて言うんだろうね。普通に生まれたらさ、おっぱいから、母乳が出るみたいな、mm-hmm. で、まあ、あげればいいだけみたいな、なんかよく知らなかったから、
mm-hmm. こんなに、like、you can just fill a bunch of containers in advance
yeah like and... 普通にもうどんどん出るみたいなさ、mm-hmm. おしっこみたいな感じでもう生理現象としてバーッと出るかと思ったら、mm-hmm. そういうもんじゃないんだね。もっとすごくセンシティブだし、あのちゃんと量が出るようになるまで時間かかるし、すっごい大変だし、めっちゃ痛いし、最初なんかもう泣いてたもん。本当大人になって私あんまりさ人前とかで泣かないじゃん。でももう子供産んでからめっちゃ何回も泣いた。もうあまりにもいろんなことが痛いし辛くて。
But、do you feel like you've changed like you yourself your core being or identity or like do you feel like your brain it has changed? You know how when you get pregnant、
yeah.
all these things start changing. Does、mm. does everythingYou're kind of in a different vehicle,
yeah,
flesh vehicle now than before. Like, what do you notice?
出産、なんか妊娠出産子育てして女の人は強くなるみたいな言うじゃん。でもなんか自分は強くなったっていうよりも、あ、元からこういうことができたんだ自分ってみたいな。それを発見した感じなんか。
It's almost like what, Futaki Ai would.Was saying about free diving or something.
So,
you have this biological mechanism that's dormant inside, and it's kind of a mental thing to gain access to that. But it's there, like either way.
So, だから出産もまあちょっと難産だったし、すごい出血しちゃったから、あのなんだろう、本当に限界の先の先。を強制的に見させられるっていう感じだった、文字通り。だから、あ、もうこれ以上本当に無理って思ったところから、その先その先みたいな、まだまだある、それが何時間もあって、その時にやっぱ終わってから、あ、本当に無理って思ったところからあんな先まで行けるんだみたいな。それでも死なないし、自分は生きてたし、できたって思って、それはなんか、おおって思った。すごい強くなったっていうか、そうだね。でもまあ強くなった感じがした。
So both you found out how strong.
そうだね。うん、どっちもだね。
But you also got stronger. You became wiser, right? Isn't that what it is?
どうだろう、ね。
When you have an experience where you gain knowledge, but that knowledge isn't something that you can write down, that's like wisdom.
そうだね、
right.
Wiser なのかな、どうなんだろう。普通なんか自分のことをディスカバーしたっていうか、 あの、例えば、
But it's not just about you. This is a reality of the world. Part of how like the universe works. There's some alien giving birth to some alien baby somewhere.
Right.
And they're having, you know, some thoughts about that too.
その、今までもいろんなこと頑張ったことあるじゃん。31年間生きてきて仕事なりなんなりさ。で、あ、もうこんなに頑張ったことないとか、これ以上頑張ったら倒れるなぐらいもやったことあるけど、それってやっぱり自分でどっかでストップかけれるわけじゃん。でも出産って産むまで終わらないから止められないんだよね。だからこう本当に無理の極限の無理の先でこういう景色なんだみたいな。
Don't you think humans are kind of like that? Like on a small scale, this doesn't really compare, but on a micro scale, you know, when you're kind of screwed for a project or you have to study for some test that you didn't prepare for, you will pull it outLike, just in the most ridiculous way, whatever you have to do.
そうだね。
You know, the all-nighter and go in there just red-eyed and you nail it.
Right.
You know, this kind of... It's not something you could calculate yourself doing in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you get cornered and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die if I don't figure this out.
Yeah, yeah. それの極限版みたいな感じ。でも私本当にギリで安産でも行けたはずなの本当は自分の体的にはだけど、うん、私延髄切除の手術したじゃん、
うん、
あの HPV の、
うん、
そこが開かなかったのね
Was that 子宮口 related?、
うん、その、うん、子宮口がどんどんどんどん開いていくわけよだんだんでそれが contraction で痛いんだけど、
うん、
全部開いたら埋めるのでも開くまでは埋めないからプッシュしたくても我慢しなきゃいけないのね、
うん
で私の場合は子宮口奥の方はもうすぐにガーって全部開いたの結構、
うん
まあ、すぐってほどでもないけど普通ぐらい平均的ぐらい、うん、だけどその手術したところだけが硬くなってて開かなくて、
うん、
だからあとは全部もう開いててもう産む準備万端にできてるのに、うん、そこだけがあと何時間も開かなくて
You knew about this in advance, right?
Yeah,
でもそこ
がそんなに開かないっていうのは、まあ、人によるからその手術してもすぐ開く人もいるし、
mm.
なんか分かんなかったんだけど
But it still makes sense to have that surgery done either way, right?
Yeah, 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 for sure. ただその全開ってことはもう陣痛も全開だし、
mm.
もう産む準備できてるのに産めないっていうのがでそっから先が本当にやばかっただからそこまでは、mm.そこで埋めてたら多分うちの母親もそうなんだけどまあ痛いよめちゃくちゃ痛いけどまあでもなんていうのまたできるかなみたいなテンションでいけたと思う、
うん、
そこまでの陣痛は痛かったけど本当にまだ深呼吸でどうにかごまかせる、うん、ごまかせるっていうか息もちゃんとできてたでもそっから先が本当にだからその硬くなってたとこが開かないからあのずっと何時間も待ってで最終的に2本肩に注射してで IV で促進剤もさらに追加で入れて、
うん、
そっからが本当にやばかったあんなに人生で汗びっちょびちょになったことない
Well, if you had to graph your discomfort or like your pain、
mm-hmm.
does it kind of slope up and then taper off or does it is it like an exponential like where did you reach a point where you're like okayI can see the end. I have control of my mind and my feelings now. Or was it kind of chaotic
そんなのない
all the way through?
途中までは本当に Okay, this is under control.、
うん、
なんか普通にメディテーションみたいな感じで痛みにフォーカスしないでポジティブな気持ちを持って、うん、よし子供出すぞみたいな子供にもうすぐ会えるぞっていう気持ちで本当に深呼吸してお手本みたいにこう静かにさ、
うん、
あのできてたわけよ
So you had, did you have mantras?
Not really, but
things that you would tell yourself.
本当に落ち着いてたし、
like,
うん、そう、ポジティブな気持ち、mm. で、pain っていう言葉を使わない自分の中でももう pressure と思ってできてたの、mm. だけどもう全開になって何時間も待って促進剤を打ったらもう薬も入ってるから一気にさ来るわけよ。何、mm. 自然じゃないじゃん、もう人工的にもっと強くしてるから。あのなんだろうね息ができない痛すぎると人間って息が吸えないんだっ って分かった、huh. あの息しないとって思ってもでも終わっちゃうの、hmm. 深く吸えないのね。だから子供の心拍がちょっと下がっちゃってずっとアラームが鳴ってて、hmm. 息して息してって言われて頑張るんだけどどうやっても物理的にもうしか吸えないみたいなでもめっちゃ汗ダクダクでもうねすごかったね。でだから酸素マスクとかつけられちゃって超意識朦朧として、うん、もうなんかどうしたもんか。だから全然 under control ではない。
Are you like drinking water? Are they putting
no
ice on your forehead? I mean are there people doing things to like make you feel better? You know how like in a boxing
my, my
ring
husband,
at
my
the
husband
end of the round you go to the corner and you have people、
yeah.
like trying toYou know,
yeah.
pep you up and...
でもそこまでいっちゃったら飲み物飲む余裕なんかもなくて、
hmm. But you must be getting dehydrated like sweating、mm. that much
いや、でももうそんなの言ってらんだけどちょっと面白いのはそれが何時間も続いちゃったから体力がなくなっちゃうじゃん、mm. だから何か食べた方がいいって言っておにぎりをねナースの人が持ってきてくれたの、
mm.
でもこっちはさもう意識もなくなりかけてるし息もできてないしさおにぎりとか絶対無理じゃん。でもここに置いときますねって言って置いてったわけよ。で私は四つん這いになっててこう顔の前におにぎり置かれてて、
mm. What kind of
なんか本当塩おにぎりみたいな何も具とかも入ってないやつでも私はそこででも子供を産むのに体力がいるんだったらどんなに無理でもこれはかじっとかないといけないんだって思って、そんな意識朦朧になりながらおにぎりを半分食べたの。
Did you use more 体力 to eat the おにぎり?
そうしたらね、看護師さんが戻ってきてね、多分絶対食べれないと思って置いてったのに半分かじってあったからちょっと笑いながら、あ、食べれたの?みたいな感じで笑われたの。で、その時に、あ、ちょっとそんなに頑張らなくてよかったんだって思った。なんか
well, if she showed you that there wasn't much expectation for you to eat it, maybe you wouldn't have.
そうだね。なんか騙された気持ちだった、ちょっと。そう。で、なんか、まあ、でもね、これから産む人とかさ、今妊娠してこれ聞いてる人もいるかもしれないから、あんまりなんか怖い風に言いたくないっていうか、でもできるよ。できる。本当に、そう思う。みんなできる。
That's kind of like the, I don't know. I think a lot of people have that question, like, can they do it? You know, it sounds so hard.
So,
and you think about who you are right now and that you barely, you know, get off your bed and you just stare at your smartphone for 6 hours a day, you know, and you're not even cooking for yourself. You know, these sorts of self-measures.
Yeah.
And you kind of come to the conclusion like I may not be cut out for
so,
this
so.
But there is that it's the same you know response people would have to the free diving thing or other challenges that seem impossible、
mm.
no one is really superhuman
so、right. やっぱり妊娠してもう妊婦だと出産ももう怖くないんじゃないかみたいな、mm. もうなんかお母さんみたいなメンタルが自動的に来てでも全然そのことないじゃんめちゃくちゃ怖いしめっちゃ怖いって言ってる人いっぱいいるしだからすごい調べたりとか、まあ、出産したことある友達にどうだったとか聞いてああ自分にできるのかなって思ったけどでもみんな言うよねいやみんなできるよ大丈夫ってでもできるできないとかじゃないんだよねもうやるしかない誰も手伝ってくれないから
But people have this kind ofimpervious film of doubt you know when people say like oh dekiryo it's like oh yeah I hear this all the time you know this、mm. is just kind of that positive noise that、
ね、
you know it's very easy to tune out and it's very hard to communicate past that、
ね、
that barrier
でも本当にそうなの本当にできるでやっぱりなんか痛みを我慢するだけに見えるじゃん、uh-huh. 映画とか見てると出産ってでもそういう、uh-huh.じゃないんだよねすごい忙しいんだよね実はこの息みを逃したりとか呼吸にフォーカスしてとか結構実はすごいアクティブなことでそうまあ私はその産むところよりもそのあなんていうの産む最後の最後で、まあ、あまりにも体力がだからそれでなくなっちゃって吸引分娩になっちゃったね、うん、そう like vacuum みたいなちょっと引っ張ってもらう赤ちゃんを、うん、でその 機械が途中でバーンって飛び出ちゃったの。なんか外れて、でそこで、
never mind, just keep going.
So they stick this vacuum thing in up your vagina, to pull the baby out. But you still have to push. It's just a support.
How does it pull? Is it?
本当にバキュームみたいな感じ。なんかブイーンってなんか落としてたけど。
It's like a special tool, though, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not, no. No. で、それを先生が結構無理やり入れるわけよ。で、自分はえーって息んでたら、バーンって音がして、血がブシャーってなって、あの、部屋にいたみんなが、ちょっと引いたのね、一歩。でも私は引いてる場合じゃないから、そこでプッシュするウージが来たからめっちゃ息んで、で、先生が急いでその出ちゃったやつを無理やりまた戻して、って感じだったんだけど。
What was the sound caused by?
わかんない。その出た時の衝撃かな。でも本当にバーンってなったの。それで血がほんとプシャーってなって、そこで多分すごい切れちゃったのね、中と外が。で、めっちゃ大量に出血しちゃって、でもだから産んだ後1ヶ月ぐらい本当にちゃんと歩くこともできなかったんだけど、普通の人は全然そんなに血とかも出ないし、大丈夫。
You must have really high tolerance for that, I mean for blood and kind of gory stuff to work around.
あ、そりゃそうでしょうね。
Childbirth? Were you ever shown the childbirth video?
あ、でも childbirth video 私すごい YouTube で見て、全然血なんてそんなみんな出ないんだよ、普通は。
But you know how in TV shows or something, it's like this cab just pulls over and this guy's like, oh, I'll help, and the baby's out in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. そうそう。だからうまく普通に行けば、まあちょっとはね血出る人もいるかもしれないけど、あんな血まみれにはなんない。
But that version of the 20 second, the baby just comes out thing, is that real? That happens?
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes it's just super easy?
Especially if it's your second or third kid or something, and if everything goes totally smoothly, そういう人ももちろん、だから電車で生まれちゃう人とかっていうのはさ、もう病院行くまでに間に合わないぐらい早く出るわけじゃない？だからそういう人もいるし、私みたいにそんな、ことになっちゃう人もいるし、だからもう終わった後ヘロヘロっていうかさ、もう普通に全然そんなボロボロだった。
But that's quite rare for people's first child, right? For it to be
so easy.
Yeah,
そうだね。まあ平均で陣痛が始まってから14時間とかは、まあ十何時間はかかる。私も陣痛始まってからまあ15時間とか、まあそれ時間的には結構平均だったんだけど。
What percentage of that was agonizing?
最後の5時間とかかな。
Before that, were you like?
それまでは痛いけど。
On your phone or reading?
No.
How comfortable were you before?
Comfortable ではないよ。あの、every whatever minutes, その contraction comes and it's, at first it's just like 生理痛ぐらいから始まって、だんだんだんだんだんだん強くなっていくから、結構強くなってくるともう、なんだろう、痛い時はもう喋れない感じ。喋ったり歩いたりはできない感じ。
It's crazy to think it's the climax of like a 9-month process. Where this, you're starting from something that's so small that you can't see it without a microscope. And that contains all the information required to make this new person. And then it undergoes this gestation, this like pupation, this metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Where it, and babies in those early phases like look really strange.
Right.
You know, like they just look like like other mammal fetuses,
Yeah. そうだね。そうだね。なんか特に私は顕微授精、不妊治療してて顕微授精したから、受精卵の写真も見たし、それをあの自分のお腹に戻してるところも生中継っていうかさ、スクリーンで見てたから、そうライブで見てたから、あのあんなちっちゃい卵だったのが。 本当にこの人間になったんだっていうのは目で 見るまで信じられなかったし、見ても最初なんかへえこれがお腹に入ってたのっていう。
Yeah, just the number of cells, right?、Mm-hmm. You know, the cells just are dividing and dividing and,、mm-hmm. and figuring out where to go and
そうだね。
It's so bizarre、mm-hmm. to think that that, you know, that's how you get to this, you know, kind of pants wearing podcasting human、
yeah.
form.
So
and what kind ofWhat kind of world is your child being born into? And if you think about, you know, 31 years from now,
そう本当にね、火星に行ってんのかなとか。
You know, what kind of world do you need to prepare him for? Because all the old blueprints for parenting are completely out of date, right?
そうだね。
They're kind of a,
yeah, yeah.
A different kind of world now. So.
そう。でもやっぱりネットがあるから一人ぼっちっていう感じはしないというか、あの、まあ、不妊治療してる時からそうだけど、やっぱり自分だけじゃないじゃん、あの世界中に同じような経験してる人はいっぱいいて、あのだから不妊治療のことをこの番組で話した時も私もやってますっていう人はいっぱいメッセージもちろんくれたし、あとはやったけどできなくて諦めなくちゃいけなかった人たちもたくさんメッセージをくれて、マミちゃんはできるといいねって言ってくれたんだよね、
うん、
なんかその時になんかそれって人間のお手本じゃん、なんだろう、その自分は頑張ってすごい辛い思いしたんだけどできなかった、でも全然会ったこともない人のそれを応援できる、
うん、
そのなんだろう精神状態というかさ、だから自分もそういう人からメッセージいっぱいもらったからこそ、自分がすごい痛い思いしているときに友達とか簡単に妊娠する人もいるじゃん、もちろん、
うん、
それをやっぱり心からあ、よかったなって思えたし、なんかそれはそういう人たちからメッセージをもらったことによって自分も人間的に成長したみたいな感じはあった、
mm. I think the subject of just kidsand generations and you know, like ancestors brings people to this idea that all human beings are in a way part of the same family、
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have a lot of the same experiences、the main difference between you and your child is just time,
yeah,
right? And as he gets older and he adopts, you know, absorbs his surrounding culture, then that generational gap will increasingly become a wedge, putting distance between yourself and your own、
right.
child as they think that you're close-minded and you're
yeah,
old.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get it.
そうだね。
So uncool.
ちょっとまだそこまで全然想像できないけどね。あまりにもなんか毎日でいっぱいいっぱいすぎて。なんかこう目の前のこと、yeah. 本当に明日のことも考えてられないみたいな感じ、とにかく今日の夜寝れるかなみたいな。
Yeah, well there's the, you know, your immediate concerns of feeding your child, and then there's this kind of greater metaphysical context to what that actually is.
Yeah.
You know, people showing up out ofseemingly thin air.
Yeah. なんか自分で想像してた、例えばその妊娠したらもう自動的にそれこそ母性が目覚めてきて、お腹をさ lovingly に撫でながら、ああ私の赤ちゃんとかなるイメージじゃん、
mm.
でも全然そんなことなかったし、やっぱつわりめっちゃ辛かったし、赤ちゃんが入ってるっていうなんか実感がないから、mm. もう本当になんだろうね、ただ辛いみたいな。
It's real. There's no,
そう、
there's no made up thing someone can do to change the biological requirements and,、うん、and the way that relationship is. You know, women were breastfeeding their children
そう、それもさ、
thousands of years ago, and it wasn't that much different. They had to not sleep and you know, do what the baby says.
Breastfeeding もさ、こうキラキラキラみたいなイメージがあるじゃん、なんかニコニコしな、
really?
なんかお母さんがニコニコしながら子供がおっぱい飲んでるみたいな。でも最初本当に 痛かったからもうそんな場合じゃない全然そんなキラキラじゃないもうボロボロ
No, my mom complained to me quite early in my life so I had this negative image
あ、OK, OK そうだからいろいろこうメディアのイメージとかさに、mm. あと出産もさ映画とか見てるとさ最後にあーってプッシュしてるとこがすごい痛そうじゃない、
mm.
でもプッシュしてるときは私はだけどめっちゃ気持ちよかったそれまでがあまりにも痛いし辛いしプッシュを我慢してたから何時間も
So it felt a lot of the time you're supposed to not push, right?
Yeah.
Do a lot of women say that it feels good or that to push? Good to push?
Yeah. At least the people that I've talked to all say that it actually physically felt so good. Not sexually, but
Is it a mental thing? Like I'm
No. No. It was physically feeling it, I can't describe it because it's not an
orgasm.
No, definitely not.
Okay, let's just clear that.
It's not like anything else. But it just felt so like I would do it again just to feel that.
What like?
Not the whole.
You could plug yourself into the matrix and just live 2 minutes of baby pushing and then. And then you pick up the dial-up phone and come back out of the matrix.
Yeah.
You do that?
That felt so good.
Huh.
なんて言えばいいんだろうね?
What is it though? Like feels good in like a massage feels good? Because it's kind of physical, but it's not quite sexual. What's the psychology behind it feeling good? Or is there is none? It's just a physiological...
I mean, first of all, だからプッシュしたい気持ちがあっても筋肉も思いっきりギュッてなっちゃってるのにそれをリリースしなきゃいけないっていうのを何時間もやって、mm. 最終的にやっとプッシュできるっていう心理的な面ももちろんあるしただそれ以上に何だろう
But this is beyond like the pimple satisfaction or something
No. It's physical、
mm.
本当に気持ちよかったそこは
And you remember that?
うん、覚えてる。そこは本当に覚えてる。
What is that doing to you?
releasing oxytocin or something, yeah. I don't know. Happy hormones. あとは、
I've never heard about that.
そう、私もなんかあんまり、てかみんなさ、その後の子育てが大変すぎて、あんまり出産の話人にしないじゃん。
It's true. だから、People just disappear.
そう1ヶ月2ヶ月さ家にこもってるからボロボロの状態もあんまり人は見ないじゃんだからなんかこう気づくとお母さん赤ちゃん連れて外でお散歩とかしててあなんだ余裕じゃんみたいな、
うん、
で死んでるところはただ家でやってるからみんな見てないっていうだけなんだよね、うん、多分だから私みたいにボロボロになっちゃう人だっていっぱいいると思うし例えば帝王切開の人なんてさこんなでっかい傷がお腹にあるわけで、
うん、
あの血もいっぱい出る人もいるだろうしボロボロになる人も結構いると思うんだよね。ただそれは本当に見えないだけ。
You also want to spend time with your child and you.
そうだね。まあなんかそういうオプションはないよね。だから want とかの問題じゃなくもう。
But isn't it still like even if you don't have an option, isn't it still like extremely gratifying? And you would you rather do something else? You know what I mean?
なんか最初は本当に。I couldn't imagine leaving him, not because that would make me a bad mom or anything. It was more like, ホルモン的に無理みたいな。なんか、すごいアンザイティになっちゃうから、離れるのは無理っていう感じだったかな。今は多分、ちょっとぐらいは大丈夫と思うけど。
Do you have a mental, like, geolocator of exactly where your baby is?
ね、でも、そうだね。だからそれもねだから産む前はもう全然産んだら人に預けたりとかしてもうなんていうのできるだけ前の暮らしとそんなにかけ離れないようにしないと頭おかしくなりそうとか思ってたけどでもホルモンのせいで結局全然人に預けたい気持ちがあんまり今のところはねまだ2ヶ月だから分かんないけど、
うん、
ないし
はいはい
だから自分が想像してたのと全然だから全部が違う妊娠も違うし、うん、出産も子育てもなんか想像できるものじゃないんだっ だ出産だってさ、って頑張って産むじゃん、産んだ後さもう何も痛くないと思うじゃん、産み終わった瞬直後って。
Yeah, I guess.
でさ赤ちゃん出てきて、まあ私はさもうなんていうの、呆然としてるというか、もう体力もないしもうフラフラだし、血もめっちゃ出てるし、でも赤ちゃん出てきたから、うちの夫はもう赤ちゃんの写真撮ってみんなにもうメールしてみたいな、その時に私は胎盤がなかなか出なかったのね、プラセンタ。So the doctor had to shove his arm up there and had to pull it out. And that hurt like hell. I screamed a little bit. I was like,
Are you allowed to scream? Do they like tell you like you can, are there like signs saying like feel free to scream?
No.
Should they be encouraging
you? You don't even have a choice.
But you know, you're trying not to a lot of the time, right? Like not scream. If you were in the middle of the wilderness,
oh, right.
maybe you'd just be
but
screaming.
You're not, so. でも産んでる、あの出産自体の時は叫ぶ力もないっていうか、叫ぶっていう選択肢があんまり頭になかったね。とかは言ったけど、勝手に声が出ちゃうっていう感じ、あんまりも痛くて。でも普通は大丈夫なんだよ。安産っていうか、そんな、なんていうの、開かないとかがなければ。
You told me that you haven't cared about anything.
Oh, right.
this much, like, as long as you can remember, and you never thought that you could care this much about something.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I kind of felt weird. Because I think I can relate to that. I think a lot of people can relate to this feeling of, you know, do you have something that you really care about? Or is it kind of all becoming like, you know, you're like, your life is kind of like, I'm just, you know, you're kind of just flailing among like these, you know, mediocre.
So my friend had told me, like, you think you love your husband, but once you have a kid, you would know that you had no idea. みたいなこと言われたのね。で、あ、そうなのかなって思ったけど、なんか、
Poor husbands.
ハスバンドは一人でも生きていけるからねっていう意味で、私は、なんか、そういう感じはする。あの、弱くないじゃん、そんな。赤ちゃんみたいに。So, like, there was this one time that me and my husband took a cab to go have lunch just for an hour, leaving our kid with my mom. And 一緒にタクシーに乗った時に、なんかやばいって思った。ここで事故とかになって、うちら二人死んだら、両親がいなくなっちゃうじゃん。うちの子は。だから私と夫が一緒に行動する、子供抜きで一緒に行動するっていうのはリスクヘッジできてないから危ないって思っちゃった。なんか。
Did you take separate cabs?
We should have. We didn't.
Did you wear a seatbelt at least?
Yes. だから、自分が病気になったり骨折れたりとかしたら、自分っていうよりも子供の世話ができなくなっちゃうから、それは困るなとか。なんだろう。
How do you feel about skydiving? Is it different now?
Oh yeah, for sure.
It is.
変なリスク多分もう取らないと思う。自分のなんていうの。
No skydiving.
No skydiving.
It's like, you're just kind of, yeah, I'm sure it's cool, like you're jumping out a perfectly good airplane.
Probably not. I don't know. I mean, it's only been 2 months, so what do I know about being a mom?
Well, you can only talk about, you know, your mindset right now.
Yeah.
But right now.
やんないね。やんないね。変なリスク本当に。
But it's crazy like how you feel this like this thing about this life being very precious, and then your own life takes much more importance in order, you know, because
そうそうそう
you're taking care of them, right?
そうそうそう
But once your kid is like 16, 17, they're just speeding down the road in some, like, on a motorcycle and they're jumping out of airplanes.
特にうちは男の子だからもうそれはすごい心配。しかもすっごいエナジーがあるのね、今も。だから絶対本当に走り回ったりとか危ないことしたりすると思うから心配。でもそうだね、だから自分
Just think about your own life and how many times you could have screwed things up and made your parents, you know, completely do a backflip and pull their hair out.
ね、
and so,
本当だよ。だから親の気持ち考えるとかわいそう。でもそうだね、だから自分と子供どっちかが犠牲にならなきゃいけないとかだったらもう一瞬で別に自分死んでもいいんだけど、子供が関係ないところで自分がそんな死んだりとか怪我したりしてる場合じゃないっていう気持ちはすごい強い。
Like you won't risk yourself to entertain someone else. It's like, hey, let's go, you know.
Oh yeah, fuck them.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah, no, sorry. そうだね。あとなんか私はだからそれこそ妊娠中に急に母性が目覚めるとか全くなかったし、あんまりそういうタイプでもないだろうなって元から思ってたんだけど、もともとそんなに子供自体にも興味ないというかさ、人んちの子供とか可愛いなと思うけど、そんなにお世話したりとかあんまり興味なかった。
Like if a bunch of babies are flooding your Facebook 5 years ago, how did you?
まあなんか可愛いねって思うけど、そんなに友達の子供とか見てもああ可愛い可愛いと思うけど、もう10秒ぐらいでもういいやみたいな、大人と喋りたいみたいな感じだったんだけど、自分の子供めっちゃ可愛い。超クリシェ、もうみんな言うよね、聞き飽きたっていう感じだと思うんだけど、
It's a super cliche and everyone knows that parents don't know if their baby is 可愛い or not.
そうそう、客観的には見れないよね。
They have zero vision. I will tell you that your child is extremely 可愛い、 but everyone is, you know, has this like, it's a very interesting phenomenon.
そう、
because sometimes you see a baby and it's likeReally? Like, you're posting this?
ひどい。そう、でも言わせて。
I mean, nothing against the baby. The baby's a baby.
でも言わせて。入院してるとき、出産して入院してるときから、看護師さんたちが、本当に可愛い。この子は本当に可愛い。それで他の親もね、見て、可愛い。イケメンってすごい言われたの。だから、
だから客観的に。自分のお母さんより可愛いとか。No one says that, right?
そこまで言わないけど、でもみんながね、覗き込んで、なんか、ハンサムとかなんかいろいろ言われたのね。だから、
That's what you want to hear, like, a million percent, right?
そう。
If anything less than that after you make a person is upsetting.
だから、ほら、やっぱり客観的に見ても可愛いんだよ。でも可愛いでしょ？
可愛い。
言わせる。そう、なんかびっくりするよね、本当に。なんか人間って可愛くないじゃん基本。だから猫の方が可愛いってずっと思ってたんだけど、猫は全部のパーツ可愛いじゃん。でも自分の赤ちゃん全部のパーツ可愛い。
You know, like people say that goes away. You know, as you get older, it's like, oh, you used to be so cute when you were like 12 or something.
And I have this strange feeling, like 元気に大きくなってほしいんだけど、その一方でこのちっちゃいままでいてほしいみたいな。
It's like what they do to certain dog breeds or something. In the future, we'll have parents making their children into like Benjamin Button, so they like stay cute.
いや本当にね。で赤ちゃんって一瞬で大きくなるんだよね。で毎日違うことができるようになるぐらいのレベルで脳が発達していくから、それはなんだろう。社会実験みたいな感じで見てるだけでも、不思議だし面白い。
What is it like? So does the baby make good eye contact? Do you feel like you're communicating, or is it more like, I don't know. Like you try to imagine, you know, you're unconscious and you have total amnesia and you just kind of, I don't know.Wake up face down in a lake or something.
Yeah.
And you just kind of open your eyes and you look around. It's like, what's this? What's going on?
や、しかも人間の赤ちゃん生まれてから本当に何ヶ月もちゃんと目が見えてないからだんだん良くはなるけど、mm-hmm. やっぱりすごいぼやけてるらしいのね、mm-hmm. だからで今もうちの子もぼやけてるから、
mm-hmm. I wonder how long it is before they see things as objects. It must come with language, right? But I think until you have language, nothing is actually an object.
そう。
Right?
だし、なんかどういうふうに見えてるのかもさ、まあ、exactly のはよくわかんないじゃん。だし、mm-hmm. 本当にお腹の中で平和に暮らしてたのに、急にこんなところに出されて、
mm-hmm.
なんかおっぱいを押し付けられるし、うんちとかもしなきゃいけないし、mm-hmm. みたいな。だからどういう感じなのか、ね、mm-hmm. 自分も覚えてないからわかんないけど、ただ、でも今もうこっち見てこっちが何か言ったりやったりしたらにっこりしたり笑ったりはするんだよね。
Doesn't it seem like there's so much going on in their face and in what they're seeing? Like when I look at
yeah.
when I see babies, it looks like they're on the strongest drugs ever. Like there's just so much is going yeah. on, and they're like, oh wow, like oh, what is that? Like and they're kind of like.They're surprised and then they're scared and then they're upset
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah,
and it moves very fast.
Yeah. たまに夜中とかにベッドにいて、あの、怖い時あるもん。なんか全然関係ない方を見て、ずっとなんかその一点を見て笑ってたりとかして、え？何が見えてるのみたいな。
Well, that's where like those, you know, there's so many...In Western culture, there's so many like Catholic horror movies
yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
like this little baby is evil. You know, 、
right.
it's like this deep, weird fear that some parents must have. Like,
I guess.
Oh my God, what is he? He's communicating with the devil or you know, talking in tongues or.
Yeah, あとね he likes the mirror. でもそんなに目見えてないはずなのに鏡とか窓の reflection.を見るとすごい楽しそうにするのね、
うん、
だそれがなんかすっごい不思議でなんでなんだろうって思って
Neurofeedback
かな
Like it's, there's immediate neurofeedback Like if you move You get a reaction And it establishes like a loop Right?
でもさ His vision is super blurry だよ
Yeah but whatever he sees is To him it's concrete, it's clear. Like, that's
right.
what, that's just whatever
right,
he
right,
sees.
Right.
So, if there's changes in that that respond to, I don't know, our brains are like wired for the kind of synchronized
I guess. It's
neurofeedback
so weird.
Type stuff.
すっごい不思議な。
Might mess his brain up and leave him in front of the mirror for too long.
Yeah, I think that's what old people used to say.
Oh, really? Mm. Like you'd go nuts
Crazy,
if you
yeah.
like leave your baby in front of the mirror or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
だからあんま良くないとか昔の人は本当言ったみたいだけど、mm. まあ私は気にしてないから全然見せてるけど。
you have to wonder, right? It's very simple a mirror, but it's extremely sophisticated in what it's able to do.
Yeah, and he really likes it. So I'm like.Huh, this is so strange. And you never know what he likes, right? So,
Yeah, what do babies
like? Or like sometimes he'll stare at certain direction and... とかなんか家の中で絶対じっと見るとこがあるのね。でも何を見てるのかよくわかんないの。
So there's nothing there. Or
there are like a lot of
spirits,
things. There are a lot of things in this corner, but I can't really figure out what he's actually looking at.I try to follow his gaze, but it's like, なんだろうみたいな。
Do you ever think we're like, we're talked out of believing in spirits and all these things as we get older?
Yeah.
When you're really small, there's like no question.
Right.
Like, I saw a ghost. No, listen. Yeah. I saw, you know. But as you get older, it's like, oh, my brain's messed up and I can't trust all this stuff that I think I saw,
right.
I saw or whatever.
So yeah, so maybe he is seeing weird things.Stuff I don't know I actually don't believe that
My baby sees ghosts My baby sees dead people
Yeah
But Maybe he how would you know the difference between your dreams and reality If you're a newborn He dreams right
そうだねまあそれは分かんないだろうね
Like how do you know the difference
しかもさ baby って言っても 人一人本当に全然違うっぽくて、ぽくてっていうか、
They are individual.
その発達の速さとかも違うし、何を先にやるとかも違うし、だから、なんだろうね、面白いよね。それが何によってデトルミンされてるのかもよくわかんないけど。
Yeah, it's very the future of your child is very sensitive to changes right now, like the trajectory, I guess, you know.
なんかさ、1ヶ月検診っていうのがあるのね。で、1ヶ月経つとみんな検診に行って、まあ、ウェイトとかちゃんと増えてるかとかチェックするんだけど、そこに同じだから頃に生まれた赤ちゃんたちみんないるわけよ。なんかうちの子だけ。
Are you comparing all the babies? Oh, look how much better.
No, it's like うちの子だけなんかでかかったの。うちの子は一番大きくて、あの髪の毛超生えてるし、
同い年に見えない。Oh, the hair was there, like,
そう生まれた時からそうふさふさだったじゃん。で、みんなねなんかまだニューボーンって感じだったのね。みんななんかもっとふにゃふにゃしててちっちゃくて寝てるみたいな。うちの子だけなんか超キョロキョロして、なんだろう。だから同じ時に生まれてもこんなに、だからみんなは泣き声とかも超ちっちゃいの。ふえーみたいな超可愛いの。うちのはもう待合室に響き渡るぐらいなんかキャーみたいな感じで、あれもしかしてすごいハードレベルの赤ちゃんなのかなと思った。なんか結構みんなはもっとマイルドな赤ちゃんなんだって思って。
Were the other babies mostly similar to each other, or were there any other weird babies that stood out? Or
no, they were just like... they were all kind of spaced out.、You know, they're just being a baby.だからあれうちの子もっと年いってるみたいに見えるなって思った。なんか大きいんだよね。
Do you remember anything from your babyhood?
No. No one does.
Do you remember anything from your? Does really nobody remember anything from their babyhood? Is babyhood a word? Their time as a baby. No one remembers anything ever.
あ、知らない、いる、覚えてる人もいるのかね、なんかちょっとした記憶とかは。
Just don't know if you can believe them.
まあそれもあるよね。いや、私は覚えてない。
What age did you have your first memories?
幼稚園のちょっと前とか、だから3歳とかかな。ギリ2歳。
Isn't it like all the stuff you do for the next whatever few years, like they won't remember any of it?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that?
でも、it's,
what's up with that? What's the point of that?
でも、we're doing more important things. Like, for example, 今とか、だからそれこそ今やってること記憶に残んないし、まあぼんやりして見えないしとかあるじゃん。だけど、今本当に発達してるのが見えるから、例えば声が自分が出せるっていうことを自分がディスカバーしてるわけじゃん。で、さらに言うと声を出した時に何か反応が返ってくるっていうのも初めて発見してるわけよ。だから自分の声に何か力がある。だから声を出せば誰かが来るとか、声を出せば誰かが。
This is straight like 動物。
そう、you know? 本当にそう。
Like it's all, you know, そう。Animals do all of this stuff.
でこう声を出すのと喋るのとも違うじゃん。だからあーとか適当に声出してる時と、誰かに向かって何かを言ってる時っていうのが明らかに違くて、それもやっぱりこっちに向かって何か話しかけてる時に、例えば私がずっと無視してたらさ、何か反応が返ってくるっていうことを学ばないわけじゃん、とかなんていうの、そういうちっちゃいことだけど、何もかもが初めての体験だから彼にとっては。
I remember I saw this TED talk where the scientist who had a child installed cameras in every single corner of his house and filmed and recorded every second from that child emerging and like growing up.
Okay.
I recorded everything that was said and transcribed all of it. It's like this crazy project. Wow. And found how they analyzed this, and they found a lot of interesting insights about the way that the parents and the child shape each other's behavior and do things that, you know, control where the other person's going to be, or
it's
much more of a mutual and kind of cooperative thing than it feels like to the participants.
Mm. それは本当にそう思う。しかもなんかもっとだんだん発達すると思ったの。でも、うん、オーバーナイトなの本当に、うん、昨日できなかったのが今日できてる。昨日まで涙出なかったのに泣いてても今日急に涙出てるとか、
うん、Yeah, there has to be like a precise moment that happens for the first time.
そう、急なの。
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have that many like first
something, そうだね。そうだね。
you know. But everything is first.
そう。
For, you know, if you haven't been here before.
昨日まではあの赤ちゃんってニューボーンの時反射でにっこりしたりすることあるんでね、筋肉がもう勝手に動いてるみたいな、
うん、
だから実際本当に嬉しくて笑ってるわけじゃないみたいな、
うん、
で昨日までそれしかなかったのに今日こっちの声に反応して急に笑うようになったりと か毎日こう違うから飽きない、飽きないっていうか飽きないよね前までなんか飽きそうって思わない？だって赤ちゃんなんてさ喋れないし毎日ずっと一緒にいてさ何すんのみたいな思ったけど
What are you doing most of the time? Are you talking or?
I'm just carrying him around.
Are you
That's what I ask myself, like what am I doing every day, you know?
Are you listening to something or are you?
So he has happy time. For about an hour or 2 hours maximum per day, usually an hour or so. So happy na toki wa, I carry him around, like sing and dance and entertain him. You know, try to see what he likes, what will make him laugh and stuff. それ以外はもうひたすらだから、おっぱいあげてるかおむつ替えてるか、もう泣いてるのをなだめてるか、寝かそうとしてるかどれか。Yeah.
If you have free time to yourself, are you trying to get sleep or?
Yeah.
How much did you sleep last night?
Last night はね、でも結構寝れたよ。最初に3時間寝て、その後1時間とか。Yeah. 結構寝た。今もう3時間通しで寝たら、ふぅ、寝たみたいな感じ。
But you sleep more than once a day or are you taking some naps?
ナップしないと後でやばいことになっちゃうから、まあ1時間でも30分でもいいから寝れるときには寝るっていう感じ。
How's your sense of time? Or like what day it is? Or what's going on? Or how geopolitical negotiations are going? Or...
今は2ヶ月目になりそうだから夜っていうのができてきたのね。だから彼は夜もうちょっと寝る、そういうふうに。でも最初は昼も夜も関係ないから、
really?
1日の終わりが私にもやってこないわけ、
うん、
だから多分本当に死にそうだったんだと思うけどなんかどんなに一日忙しくても夜寝てリセットされるじゃん。はい、また次の日が始まりました。それが全くない状態が1ヶ月ちょっととか続いたから。
When I found out that babies don't drink water, I was shocked. I was like, what?Babies don't drink water?
そうだね。
I mean, there's water in milk, so I guess it's fine, but
yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed...
あ、だから私もともと飲み物全然飲まない人じゃん。
うん。
あの、でも今毎日3リットルとか4リットルとか飲んでる。
うん。
じゃないと喉乾いて死にそうになっちゃう。母乳でもう全部出ちゃうから。
うん。
すごい吸い取られてる。
How many liters of breast milk are you generating?
Generating は分かんないけど I think he's drinking about 今どんぐらい飲んでんのかな。でも800何十とか、ミリリットルだからこれ今600ミリのボトルだけどこれよりは多い。
That's pretty crazy.
うん。だから私が飲んだお茶が全部彼の、あのピーとかね、フードになるからめっちゃ飲まないと追いつかないよね。
Yeah, it makes our consumption of milk as adults seem really weird when I think about
what it's for, and also really? How men like female boobs, like grown men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that feels very strange to me right now because I think mostly because of my hormones, like, I have zero horniness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I think about grown men getting excited with boobs,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of like, yikes, grow up. You're not a baby anymore. You're not a baby anymore. Yeah, it's so crazy. I have like absolutely zero horniness.
Oh.
I think that's normal. But so I'm not worried or anything, but
I think it's normal.
I don't feel it's like, okay, so my boobs are not something sexual right now. And down there, my vagine, that's not, I saw it covered in blood because of that accident.
Mm.
So that also doesn't really,
is that,
you know,
was that just like
sexy to me right now?
Desexualizing.
Yeah,
because
あのね、その舌をお医者さんが縫うときにまずすごいやっぱり傷になっちゃったから縫うのに15分以上かかりますって最初に宣言されたのね。
うん、
で、あの時間かけて中も外も縫ってるときに先生の後ろにライトが置いてあるわけよ。先生がよく見えるように。で、そのライトがなんか銀色のなんか大きいライトでその銀色のところに映ってるわけ。だから I can see what's going on、
うん、
でその時にあの血がねついてるってレベルじゃなかったの。全部がもう真っ赤だったのね、
うん、
自分の足からもう全部が、
うん、
あの真っ赤にペイントしたみたいな感じになってたの、
yeah.
でその時あ終わったって思った終わったなって思ったけどもう治ったけど、だからしばらく座れなかった。普通に、うん、座れないし、立ってても重力でなんかすごい痛いしとか。
か
全然エロいイメージが。
It's common for I think moms to have that reaction, and my friends who have had kids have complained about that、
うん、
that、
あの不妊治療とかでもねちょっとそういう気持ち、やっぱ舌をガチャガチャガチャガチャさメディコンなことをやられてると、うん、なんかセクシーな印象がなくなっちゃう。
I don't think it's just that. I think it's, you know, there's probably a biological response to, you know, like、
yeah.
just take care of the kid.
Yeah, and, yeah, yeah.
You know, when we were running around the grasslands in Africa or something, it was probably, I don't know, there were certain impulses that were beneficial、
うん、
for...ensuring the survival of the child、
mm.
and it's like, well, you don't need to go try to reproduce right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that wouldn't make sense from an evolutionary standpoint.
そうそう。だから自分は普段結構ホーニーな人だから、自分の人生の中でこういうのは結構珍しい。でもやっぱさすがにこういう時はそういう気分にならないんだなっていう。
Society, I mean, this is just all in your head. Society still thinks...You know, plenty of moms are super sexy and there's a whole、
right.
MILF patrol in society.
Yeah, but not like 1 or 2 months after giving birth, though.
I don't know. I haven't investigated those circles.
Yeah.
But.
そうだね。あとはなんか自分の夫との relationship も変わるじゃん。ちょっとやっぱり子供がいるから。今なんかNo one, we're not looking at each other. We're both looking at our baby.、Mm. だから多分二人の時間をちゃんと別に作っていかないとなんか、mm. ずっと二人ともが違うとかっていうか子供を見てることになっちゃう。
Like you'll just notice that you guys haven't really talked to each other in a while, or that it's all baby related, or...
Oh yeah, it's definitely.
It's definitely
baby
related.
I mean, we don't live together now.So he'll come after work every day, and でまあ夜は家に帰るんだけど彼は、
mm.
まあ時間もそんなにないし、 まあ、挙動だったみたいな感じで、で私はもうすぐ寝たいから、When he's putting the baby to sleep, I'm already trying to fall asleep、もう今寝とかないと誰かが見てくれてる間に寝ないとみたいな感じ、So
it's like something you're always racing against this thing,
yeah,
right, and if you fall behind, you're gonna pay
later,
like.Twice as much.
Yeah, and that has happened to me like twice or three times so far. And I, もう本当に
Or now you have to really be on top of it. Yeah. Do you have like a bunch of apps and like, I don't know, stuff to help you manage what you're doing? Because there's a lot of scheduling and like you wake up and you need to look at something to figure out what's going on.
I do the manual thing. I have this. なんかね、入院してる時にもらった授乳記録のノートみたいなのがあって、
oh,
それに手で書いてる。Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
それに書いてる。じゃないと、なんかパターンとか分かんなくなってきちゃう。It's not something you can control, but still, you know. あの、パターンが分かった方がいいから。とか。Yeah. Weird.
So crazy.
I know. だからこれ収録もできるのかなって思ってたもん。できたけど。だから1ヶ月半以上ぶりに今家に帰ってきて今収録してるけど
You seem very well together now Like you've
昨日寝れたからね
Like I'm meeting you after you've kind of come down from all this stuff And you're kind of You know It's composed
Yeah
Right
Yeah ボロボロの時は本当にやばかったと思うまあ今も髪の毛とかボロボロだけどなんかそんなレベルじゃなかったし本当に精神的にも超追い詰められた、でも可愛いからどうにかなるっていうギリギリのギリギリの生活みたいな感じだったね、
What do you do next? I mean there's this whole thing about being a parent where you have to likeplan a lot of the early stuff in your child's
like what
life I don't know like you have to like find daycare centers or like schools or like what
yeah I think for me it's like
I mean some people are you know all over it and some people kind of let their kid
だから次のステップは多分家に帰ってくるからもうちょっとで里帰り終わり、そしたらどうなるかっていうこと、だから子供のお世話をしてるとさ自分のご飯を準備するのも大変なわけじゃんとか普通の家事をやるのも大変とかだからそれとかあとは仕事がそれこそ保育園には入れないからオフィスで働いてないしそうすると家に赤ちゃんがいる状態で仕事できるのまあできるのかが一つとやる気持ちになるかもあるしだけどお金稼がないと学費とかもかかるしとかかね
This thing is like central to like one of theproblems that this country has.
Oh yeah, for sure. So so. 本当にそう。だから今さっきも言ったように親戚とかが周りにいっぱい住んでて助けてくれるみたいな方が少ないわけじゃん。特に都会に住んでる人とかっていうのは。
Yeah. Well.
だから。
You know, this country has huge like demographic issues, and so many people. You know, it's hard to.To raise children, but a lot of people are caught up in like 介護 and that takes a lot away too. And so there's kind of stress at both ends.
For sure.
In this country.
本当にそう思う。あの、
Part of that, I think, is the generations getting further apart.
それもあるし、やっぱりなんか例えば子育て出産子育て一つとってもあの変な peer pressure みたいなものもあるわけじゃん。例えば自然分娩じゃないとダメとか母乳じゃないとダメとか。でそれをまあ私は自然分娩にしたのは単純に好奇心があったからめっちゃみんな痛いって言うけどどんぐらい痛いのかなと思って自然分娩にしたけど。 なんか自分が自然文明やってみて初めて、まあ、特にちょっと難産だったから、あの人にね自然分娩じゃなきゃダメとか自然分娩にした方がいいよとかって聞きやすく言えるレベルのことじゃないと思った。やってみて初めて分かったけど、なんか人に気安く進めるのは本当に無責任というか、みんな本当にやりたいようにやればいいと思うし、母乳もすごいみんなストレスなわけじゃん、あの頑張って出さないととか、あのフォーミュラを足したくないとか、それも産むまではえ、なんでそんなみんな気にしてんだろう、どんどんみんなフォーミュラ使えばいいじゃんと思ったの、だけど産んでみたら確かに自分で自分にすごいプレッシャーをかけちゃったんだよね、なんかちょっとでも出るからこれをあげたいじゃんって思っちゃうんだよね、どうしても。
Well, this the non-natural approaches have not been thoroughly verified by science.
Right, but like
including baby formula.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more information we get, the worse it looks.
そうなんだけど、結局やっぱりどんなに頑張っても十分な量出ない場合もあるし、なんだろう、それって生理的なことだからどうしても自分ではコントロールできないんだよね。で、多分人間って昔は本当にそれこそ群れで暮らしてたわけだから、自分が出なくてもそういう一族ってその群れの中で誰か絶対に出る人がいて、あ、じゃあその人にちょっと足してもらってとかやってたはずなんだよね、だけど今自分しかいないから自分でどうにかしなくちゃいけないってなると、やっぱりすごい無理がある人もいっぱいいて、ですごい自分を責めちゃったりとかして、すごいストレスになってる。だから、
But there are also droves of people who just from the outset just decide to just use formula when that may not be in the best interest of their child based on the information that we have.
まあね、でももう本当に、
Because babies are pretty sensitive to things like that.
Right.
Like、that's
だからその自分で調べてそういうふうに思うのはいいと思うんだけど、周りが本当に言うことじゃないって思った。なんか私も最初は本当に泣いて、もう本当に泣いてたもん、本当に泣いて、あの母乳をもうやめたいと思った。やめても気にならなかったらどんなに良かったかみたいな思ったぐらい、まあ、いやー、そう、そこでなんだろう、自分が頑張りたいと思ったから頑張ったけど、そこで人に頑張んなよとか絶対そうしなきゃダメとか言われてたらおかしくなってただろうなって思うから、なんか悪気なくね、そうやって頑張んなよとか言う人もいっぱいいるかもしれないけど、本当にね人が言うことじゃないっていうのは痛感した今回、本当に自分で計画したりコントロールできることじゃないからね。それこそおしっこ好きな時に出せないじゃん
<Yeah.
S 1> みたいな感じで、だからしかもさ、こんな痛いんだみたいな、なんかさ、デザイン悪いよね
Well, I think that's part of the design. I mean, there are a lot of there's been a lot of research on, you know, this kind of what do you call it, like trauma induced, like rite of passage type, disassociative experiences that people have, that are kind of facilitate a psychological transition that needs to occur,
right,
through the trauma, and it's I mean, I don't know if we're completely sure about it, but the traumatic aspect of it is an aspect of whatever that total experience is as it has evolved over millions of years. And if, you know, the design is, you know, 4.6 billion years old, you know, they just, these geneticists, like, basically were able to determine that there's something called the last universal common ancestor, or LUCA, which is like the the last organism on Earth, that all living things on Earth today descended from. There was one creature billions of years ago that is the ancestor of everything that is alive on Earth. And through some fancy genetic analysis, they were able to determine that that was actually like 4.6 billion years ago. It's amazing what, you know, the intricacy and the detail in what is going on and that has evolved into place, you know, is so far beyond what humans would ever, you know, the kind of sophistication that humans would even be able to think of is so far beyond. Like, we still don't understand how you get from a thought to, like, moving your arm. Like, we have no clue at all, you know? So I tend to be, you know, when I think about these things that are somewhat removed from culture, I think there's a, you know, it's not an idea. It's something that has evolved into place as a process.
Right.
And in some sense, it's very close to perfect. Nature doesn't want to make anything perfect. It wants it to be close, and then add variation to that, so that the worst versions can fall out and the better versions can.
I would still say this is bad design.
testicles are a horrible design.
Because your nipples are so soft and vulnerable, and most women get like blisters, and my left nipple cracked. I did not think that your nipple could crack like that. It was coming off, like the top part was literally coming off one day. And I looked down and I was like, holy shit.
Your nipples aren't supposed to come off, that's for sure.
And it hurt like hell. And I was like, but it was still at an early stage. I had to let the milk out to maintain my milk production. So, but I didn't know what to do. So I kept giving it to the baby, and it hurt like hell. It felt like it was cut with glass. And I was literally crying. なんかそういうのを経験して本当にこのデザイン悪いって思うでしょ。もっとなんか頑丈にしといてくれよみたいなさ。
There's some suffering in life, unfortunately.
But like after going through natural birth, it hurts so much that I would cry. You know, it was crazy. It was like だから本当にその時はギブアップしたかった。したかったし、なんか変なホルモンもやっぱり出てるから、痛いからあげたくないって思っちゃうんだよね。怖いじゃん。で、そのあげたくないって思うのも変に罪悪感を感じちゃうみたいな。で、なんか自分で自分を追い詰めて超ストレスになるみたいな、なんか謎の状態だったけど。
Do you feel more grounded? Do you feel a greater sense of purpose or connection or...
Greater sense of purpose. I don't know.
Are you more of a participant in like the human enterprise of experience?
なんか別になんだろう、これでみんなも子供を産んだ方がいいとかも全然思わないし、なんだろうね。
Oh, what does it mean? Like, what's your final conclusion on human making and whether people should pursue it and whether we should make more humans. You know, you've joked about how the entire human race should, you know, vanish from the earth or something, and that wouldn't be such a bad thing. You know,
flirt with
these nihilistic ideas, but...
だから本当に別に人に、まあ結婚もそうだし、出産もそうだけど、別に人に勧めようと思わないというか、なんかやっぱりすごい大変だから、自分は子供いらないっていう人もそれはいるだろうなって思うし、向いてないっていう人もいるだろうし、
Everyone's really different, right? Everyone's different. There's nothing you could ever say to everyone, right?
そうそう。
But there are things you can say where certain people, for them, it will resonate with them and it will be meaningful, or it may contextualize right. things differently.
Right, right.
It could be useful to hear. So, yeah. I mean, certainly you wouldn't, there's no universal recommendations short of, you know, fascism and all that stuff.
Right. まあだから一個だけ言えるとしたら、さっきも言ったけど、その今妊娠してて出産怖い人いるとしたら大丈夫できるよっていうことだけ。
Yeah. What about men? What about potential fathers? You know, you don't make it sound ultra appealing to potential fathers either.
Well,
you know, what is it? Because the fathers don't go through
right.
the biological, physiological
yeah.
transformation, or really the transformative ordeal, right? I mean, they experience, I've heard from fathers how big of a deal it was for them, but it's not, you know, this, it's not as transformative.
まあね、それはね。
It's world altering, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know,
still is. Yeah. But.
そうだね。まあ、I can't really speak for my husband, but. でも、he was there. He saw everything. And I'm glad that he was there.
But do you feel like, you know, obviously it's going to have a much more visceral impact on the person giving birth than on the person who's not giving birth.
それはそうだね。
And do you start to notice this difference between you? It's like, oh, well, you didn't give birth. kind of, so, you know, like, I just want to know where I would stand if,
right, right,
you know,
right. まあ、you didn't give birth っていうよりは、その後だよね。なんか、彼は毎日会社行ってるし、今でも。あの、私みたいにもう超 full on 赤ちゃんの世話しかしてないわけじゃないから、なんか、なんだろうね。He might disagree, but at times it feels like he thinks he's just a backup, not equal to me.
Right.
So like
that's a fear that a lot of guys have. Like, this is all really like sexy and fun and adventurous and stuff. But as soon as we have a kid, I'm like going to be this
backup,
you know,
person,
backup like yeah. money generating.
Yeah. So
person.
Like backup as in. He has an option to say like, oh, I can't do it, or, you know, like, oh, I made some other plans this weekend, or, you know, whatever. And someone else is going to do it instead, you know, but I never feel like I have that option. So I'm like always the last resort. Right. And I think dads are supposed to be also the last resort too, but そうね、なんかその
it gets super gender role-y.
Yeah, yeah, and especially because he's still working in the office every day, he's gonna take a paternity leave soon, so I think that would change a lot of things. So I guess it's not really fair to say that he hasn't changed much, because I mean, of course, right? Because his
course,
daily,
you know,
life is kind of almost the same-ish.
When I, you know, some of my closest friends have had kids. And I was drunk talking to one of them. And he just started opening up about how he feels about his kid. And he's just like, I can't even explain. Like, it's just completely, you know... some of my friends seem blown away. There are some that don't seem that blown away.
Right, right, right.
But the ones who are just seem, you know, just as floored as moms seem to feel.
Yeah, I think it's not really about the feelings towards the baby, but it's more about the mentality to take care of the baby. Like, yeah. And that's obviously a little different when you don't, when you're in a situation like me where you don't live together yet and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, or like, そうね。なんて言うんだろう。 もう自分はペリフェラルの存在、自分の人生の中でっていう感じにはまだなってないかなって思う時はあるけど、まあでもそれも別に産んでないからそうとは思わない。なんか産んでないからっていうか、今まだ毎日一緒にいるわけじゃないからだと思う。だから別に男女そんな関係ないし、あと思ったのは、あの赤ちゃんって新生児の時は別にお母さんって思ってないんだよね、
うん、
まあ当たり前じゃん、お母さんっていうものがあることも知らないから、私のことおっぱいだと思ってるし、だから別にお母さんじゃないとできないことって本当にほとんどなくて、まあ、おっぱいあげること以外は全部誰でもできるし、
There's a human attached to this おっぱい。
そう、しかももっと言うと男の人の方が腕も太いし力もあるから抱っこが安定してるんだよね。だからうちの子もあの旦那が抱っこした方がすぐ寝るし、あとおっぱいの匂いがしちゃうわけよ。だから私が抱っこしてると寝かかっててもおっぱいの匂いでなんか興奮して起きちゃうみたいな時があって、お腹空いてないのに、だからそれは本当にうちのお母さんとか夫が抱っこした方がそういうことにはなんないから。
Do you ever think about like the distant future, let's say 60 years, 40, 50, 60 years from now, 50 years from now, and you're like super, super old?
Oh, I'm still alive? Okay.
Assuming you're still alive.
Okay.
So you're like super, 80. Super old.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of have this, you have to have your, you know, you, a lot of people become dependent on their children to some degree, you know, to, you know, yeah. If you become senile or if you don't really know. Right. And this, I feel like we're starting to lose this circle of, I don't know if the circle of life, but the generational kind of circle of people supporting each other through like the demographic.
Yeah, I don't want my kid to take care of me though when I'm
older. Well, nobody does.
So I'll probably try to save enough money so that he can put me into some bullshit like
VR home. Institute or something.
No, like elderly home or something.
What's even going on in that? You know, when we were kids, there was no internet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you didn't have a cell phone. Our parents told us we were spoiled anyways.
Right.
And that's pre-internet.
Well, I'm hoping that our elderly home life will be much more exciting than the ones that our grandparents are having.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing for them to do, but...
Yeah, and when you don't think beyond your generation, mm-hmm. you screw yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for people to care about, you know, the whole...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if you don't have a kid, you should still care about the young people. Everyone needs to be good. Otherwise, the integrity of the whole thing starts to come apart.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. そうだね。I don't know. It's still so weird that we're here talking about
human making.
Yeah. And that I have a son. That sounds ridiculous.
Do you think that if we could get away from all of it and just have a 3D printer, you know, just print your kids out?
Yeah. Why not?
Do you think we're going to move that way? Because eventually technology will be able to accomplish.
Yeah, いいと思うよ。なんかあのヤギだか羊だかをさ人工子宮でこうジップロックみたいなやつで育ててるじゃん、胎児とか。もう別にそれでもいいと思うよ。
We don't know how crisp that goat is yet. You know,
we
gotta see if it's okay.
でも別に何でもテクノロジー使えばいいと思う。本当になんか無痛分娩に関してもさ、日本だとまだね、すごいいろんなこと言う人もいるけど、正直ね、あんなんね、麻酔なしでやることじゃないよ。あの、本当に痛いからね、なんかもうバカじゃないのって思った自分で。これを麻酔一切なしでやるとか。だってね、その最後にめちゃくちゃ裂けたわけじゃん。めちゃくちゃ裂けたけど、そんなの感じないぐらいだったんだよ。 それを感じなかったの全く。その他が痛すぎて、だからどんだけって感じじゃん。どんだけ野生じゃんみたいな。だからね。
You don't believe like I don't. Pain is like a weird thing, right? Because it's like pain is not real. But no one's raising their arm, you know, like, oh, give me pain. You know,
right.
Like, it, when it comes down to it, like, everyone kind of has the same reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that as an experience, it's exactly the same thing. With and without epidural, it's definitely different. But you know, I mean, more skinny したらいいよみんな。
How do you feel about the genetic engineering of babies, which they, I think they just had some initial success with that in the last week, where they're changing the.Genetic code of
なんかまあ清水さん来た時も言ってたけど、まあ、その容姿とかね髪の色とかさそういうところはまあ変えない変えちゃダメっていうような法律とかになりそうかなと思うけどそれ以外のところ、
mm-hmm.
あの先天性の病気とかで何か防げることがあるんだったらそれはみんなやるでしょうねと思うけどね、mm-hmm. まあうちもさあの、まあ、日本だから遺伝子のスクリーニングはしてないんだけどあの目視で一番いい精子と一番いい卵をさ掛け合わせて顕微授精でうちの子はできたわけじゃん、
うん、
だからそれだってまあね選定してるわけだからまあ自然にだったらできてなかった子供だし、
うん、We're still in the you know fairly natural human stage Probably some of the last natural human bodies from a genetic standpoint.
そうだね。
Right?
Yeah.
We can't be that far off from the whole Gattaca world.
Yeah. So maybe my kid's kid, if he ever decides to have one,
will just be this
genetically modified human.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or Martian.
Martian, maybe.
Martian or Enceladusian.
They're sending the first ships to Mars in 4 years.
So, だから私さ、この2ヶ月ニュース何も見てないからね。
It's so soon, 4 years.
Yeah.
And then humans will be on Mars, if all goes well, in 6 years. Right. So your kid would be 6 when humans are on Mars.It's pretty young.
すごいね、yeah.
Right? If you're like, oh, I was 6 years old when the first humans landed on Mars.
そうだね。
What kind of world do you think that kid grows up in?
Yeah. しかも6歳だったらちゃんと覚えてるよね、きっとね。Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea how his life is going to be like, or what kind of job he's going to get, or what kind of stuff he'll learn at school. Like,Because I saw that, なんか日本で今一番人気あるお稽古、小学生かなんかのお稽古はプログラミングだって。そんなのうちらの時もうないじゃん。もうサッカーとかソロバンとかでしょ。だから。
Well, it's smart. You know, my dad had me on computers when I was like 7 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think it's smart. But they're, yeah, the most complex and the craziest stuff on the frontier of technology is tends to be like picked up very quickly by children, right?
Like yeah.
Almost right away, much easier than older people. Anyways, you know, it's like, oh, this is, should be giving this to my kid, but you know, a 4-year-old will figure out an iPad in like 5 minutes, whereas your, you know, grandparents or whoever will never figure it out.
So that will.
I mean, even our age, we probably won't be able to figure out some of the newfangled stuff that kids are messing with. So.
For sure. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah. there is a, like an inherent incompetence once you reach a certain age where you just can't get on any of the new stuff quite the same way.
Yeah.
And the enthusiasm that new people have for things is
もうこっちは疲れてるからね。そんな場合じゃないんだよ。そうだね。だから逆に子供から教えてもらわないと分かんないみたいな。てか教えてもらっても分かんないみたいな感じだもんね。そういう感じになるのかな。
No one can control time.
Yep.
Time is out of our control.
Yep.
Just keeps going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I feel kind of old now.
You feel old?
Like, I feel like a grown up. For
you
once.
You are a grown up.
For once. It's like, oh my God, I have a child. That's such a grown-up thing. So I'm forever like in awe of teenage moms. You know, there are teenage moms out there. And it's...
But those teenage moms didn't live the life you lived before you became a mom either, right?
Yeah, so but I'm just like, I could never have done this when I was a teenager, so...
That used to be the I'm standard, actually, though, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm actually impressed. Like, wow, you know. すごいね、みたいな感じ。
You don't know how well they're doing it.
But still, it doesn't really matter, you know.
It could matter.
It's still, it, yeah, 本当にすごいねと思う。えら、頑張れ。頑張ろうって感じ。でも自分は変わんないもんね、別に。うん。なんか別に親って感じもしないし。
うん、
いやそんな気には変わんないよね別に。
I don't even know what that feeling is. Or is it, you know, when you say like you feel older or you feel
like a grown up?
A grown up? Like, are you really though? Because when you're 50, you're going to look back and you'll be like, wow, I just had one kid and I thought I knew all this shit. Because I always feel like
it's like that. I'm not saying that I feel like I'm wiser or know better. It just means that, I mean, just the fact that I have a child sounds like a grown-up thing. Mm. So that's
But do you
what
feel
I mean.
It, though? Do you feel that? Do you feel like you're a grown-up? Do you feel like you're there? Because I always like I'm a little bit behind.
No, that's not what I mean at all. It just means, like, it sounds like I'm a grown-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't actually feel like I'm actually a grown-up.
Just minute to minute, like, while you're brushing your teeth, like, wow, I'm such a grown-up.
No, it's like, wow, I mean, I must appear as a grown-up to the other people. って感じ、わかる? It's like, oh, she's a mom.
Mm.
She must have her shit together, みたいな. You know what I mean?
So you kind of feel like there's like a whole new...
This perception.
Yeah, especially in Japan, there's a whole... You know, like the models they use for like house products are different than the models they use for like, you know, cosmetic products.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the
yeah.
feel is different. The colors are different.
So
the tone is different.
Yeah.
You know, everything is like all cute and like fuzzy and or...
Yeah.
You know, safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're a parent, it's like, oh, this looks like it'd be safe
yeah.
to have around my child. You know, that's the criteria,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
this safe?
Yeah.
Will this kill my child?
Yeah.
Oh, it won't? Okay, maybe I'll buy this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that aesthetic from like a marketing yeah. standpoint or whatever is so different.
Yeah.
You know? Especially in Japan, I feel like.
そうだね。なんか... It's oh, like you're a mom and still trying to look sexy? みたいななんかあるじゃん、日本は。
Well, the moms, you know, when they have a commercial for, you know,
トイレ,
Downy or
トイレの
whatever.
トイレの掃除のやつとかね。
Yeah. The mom's not wearing some, like, super sexy outfits.
No,
and, like,
エプロン着てるよ、みんな。
Moaning or something.
Yeah.
She's wearing more than just the apron.
Yeah. No, I'm determined to be a hot mom. Not right now.
Not right now. You'll get around to it.
I'll get around to it eventually. Eventually.
That is a thing, like, you know, like, it's like Adriana Lima, she had a kid.
Yeah.
And she was just like the sexiest woman ever. And then she has a kid. She felt unsexy having a kid. And then she doubled down. She started doing like kickboxing and like all this stuff. And then she was in like the best shape she was in. There's kind of a, I don't know if it's a chip on your shoulder, but it's like, you know, you don't want to be written off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
そうだね。だからそういうプレッシャーとかを感じるようになるのかもしれないけど、まだちょっと早いから何もなんか。Yeah, like I'll go to the gym eventually みたいな感じ。
Well, you're getting, you know, baby carrying workouts in, right?
Yeah, but I'm overeating because I'm at my parents' place, so
they
feed
nice.
Me really well.
Sounds like a really
so I think
nice
when I come back
have.
Here, I'll lose weight like naturally. I still have about 何キロぐらいかな？あと4キロぐらい。
But you also, I mean, you need to make sure that you have all the nutrients.
あ、そうそうそう。
You know, like you can't really diet right now. That'd be
そうそう
a crazy idea.
だから全然もう気にしてない今は。もう母乳作んないといけないから食べてこうみたいな感じで逆に食べ過ぎみたいな。But でもなんか妊娠出産して体がまああんなにお腹大きくなってさ、で産んだ後もまあまだもうちょっとプニョプニョしてるじゃん。その時なんか昔の写真とか見て、あ自分めっちゃ細かったしすごいイケてたなって思って、もなんで自分のことあんなに厳しく見てたんだろうって思った。なんかもっとなんかウォークアウトしないととか、もっとなんかここの肉を落としたいとか思ったけど、なんか、
yeah,
なんであんな厳しかったの。
You'd have a whole tirade dedicated to like some part of meat that you know some media erases in Photoshop.
Oh yeah, yeah. Or like I need bigger butt or something, but like or I wish I had bigger boobs or like anything, but なんか今
I think there's, you know, there are healthy aspects to the aspiration to be good looking.
Yeah.
There are massive benefits for your health if you exercise regularly.
Yeah.
Because we're not supposed to be this sedentary.
Yeah.
But then there are, you know, if you're obsessing over clothes or your makeup, that doesn't really have anything to do with your health or your baby's health.
Or your face or... Something like, so when I look at my baby, he's, to me, he's perfect, right? It's like, I wouldn't change anything for him. And it breaks my heart to think that, you know, when he's grown up, he might think like, oh, I don't like my chin or I don't know, like, I don't like my nose or it could be anything, but he might have some complaints and that would, you know, that would be sad because...
But you did the same thing, right? And maybe your mom speculated that you might be sad about something or think...
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Get
so,
self-conscious about something.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, right? So, but me saying that, oh, you know, it doesn't matter, you look perfect, to him wouldn't,
right now,
like, change anything.
So. In, like, 16, 17 years, it could be a huge deal.
For him, right?
Yeah, and yeah. I mean... I'm talking about like,
yeah, and
even the most handsome people, good looking, beautiful people on earth develop self image problems. And
so like when I think about that, it kind of breaks my heart. Like, oh, you know, so that's when I feel like, oh, I wish he would just stay this small. So he wouldn't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hope we always allow babies to reach their full adult human size.
Yes,
I don't want to have any
course.
Permanent babies.
Of course. All right. So, いうわけで、久しぶりの収録だったね。
Yep.
I should go feed the baby.
We're opening our website.
そうだ。
Soon.
ウェブサイトもうすぐできる。結構前から言ってたけど、今度は本当だよね。今度本当。そして今まで全然物を販売してなかったんだけど、それも再開する予定だからお楽しみに。またできたらちゃんとアナウンスするよね。
Yeah.
いや、文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから ゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますのでぜひお試しください。はい、終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。